Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this special Friday edition show with Will Miller, Life by Design. We are really excited to have you here, whether you're listening regular, iTunes, live, morning, evening, afternoon. We're just at about 25,000 listeners. Can you stand it? Thank you, you guys. I am so grateful. Feeling the love through the airwaves. Really appreciate you making the show great. And this is all about helping you be your best. When you're feeling great, when you're happy, when you're motivated, everybody around you is going to pick up that great energy. And that's what we're here to do. And we can't have a show and bring you great guests like Will Miller today if you don't get out and tell people what we're doing. So I appreciate you passing the show on to a friend. And make sure that you sign up for the monthly newsletter at greenskyandbluegrass.com. If you sign up in the green box on the right for the monthly motivation news, you'll get a listing of all of our guests for the month. And call-in coaching is coming in September, so make sure you check that out. All right, well, today it's all about getting you and your business successful with Will Miller. He is an amazing person. You know, since he's been 17, he's been doing successful things, and his entrepreneurial spirit has continued throughout college, and since then, he has started several multi-million dollar businesses. Okay, this is walking your talk. He knows how to do it. So that's why we're so excited to have him on today as a guest to help us do that too. He grew a very large organization into more than a $600 million enterprise. Will is an accomplished personal and business coach with a writing portfolio, including articles for professional trade publications, as well as coaching programs, including Excellence in Business, Wealth by Design, Success by Design, Strategic Fundamentals for Proven Success. He's been invited as a guest speaker for numerous organizations around the globe. He's been on a number of radio, television shows. Will's career as a senior executive and entrepreneur has equipped him to develop the Life by Design Institute programs that his own successful companies were founded on. His command and unique understanding of today's business environment has helped him propel thousands, yes, thousands of business clients into successful and productive companies. After working with Bob Proctor, who I was just talking to him before we came on air about that, how awesome is that to be able to work with Bob Proctor in 2006 in Life Success Consultants to help them achieve their goals of success? Will partnered with Paul Wright to start Life by Design Institute to continue his passion to help people prosper in every area of their life. Doesn't that sound wonderful? This passion has empowered Will's philosophy of personal and professional business growth, and it permeates through his personal life, his coaching practice, his speaking career, his organizations, and he's going to help us do exactly that today, and it's my privilege and pleasure to welcome Will Miller to our show today. Thank you so much for joining us, Will.
Well, you're welcome. I'm excited to be here, and what a wonderful introduction that you gave. That's great. Thank you.
Well, you have a great bio. You know, we only let the best people on this show, so they have to have the best bios, you know. But it just really, I think, it sets the excitement for what you're going to help us with. I always want people at the end of the show to walk away saying, wow, I learned something that I can apply right now in my life to make me better than I was before I listened to that great guest that Deb had on. And I know that today you're going to do that for people, Will. I thought maybe, I just want to make sure people know what your website is. Could you just direct people to your website first? Because it's a phenomenal website filled with great tools and resources.
You bet. It's lifebydesigninstitute.org.
Okay, .org. So don't make that mistake of doing the .com. It's a .org. And let's just talk talk about businesses today. I mean, everybody, if you turn on the news, you hear it's like bad news. The economy's bad. Businesses, you know, it's bad, bad, bad. But you're a very hopeful person, and you're successful, and the people you work with are really thriving. So do you want to let people know, can you tell listeners right now why you think so many businesses are failing in this economy? And then we can go on to how we can all, you know, be really successful with our businesses, because we have a ton of entrepreneurs listening to the show.
You bet. And you know this, Deb. You teach this all the time, but as people listen to the fact that we're in a recession, the economy is bad, they stop spending money and focusing on their end results, if you will, on that worthy ideal they set up when they first started their business. And they start living in scarcity, and they start putting money away and not spending it on marketing initiatives and the things they need really to move forward. In September of 2008, a partner of mine and I started a business, and we did it right as the recession, as we were told, right? The recession was coming into its full-on hit, and we started a chain of restaurants, and everybody kept asking me, what are you doing? We're going into a recession. I said, gosh, you know, I guess I just chose not to participate.
I hit the opt-out button on that, right? I mean, I love it.
You bet. And it's just a matter of staying focused on where it is you're going and not allowing what I call the mindless chatter of those around us to determine the direction we go. And going always back to that worthy ideal, that end result we've created in our business, which is, you know, what I call the first pillar of any successful business, is identifying that identity and really staying focused on where it is you're going.
Yeah, awesome. So, you know, okay, so we all have decided in unison that we are definitely going to hit the opt-out button, and we love what you just said. So tell us some of the things that businesses, you know, give us the list of the things that people are doing wrong that we don't want to do, and then we can talk about, you know, those things that we do want to do, because I think it's sometimes important to know both of those to be successful.
Well, I think the biggest, at least in talking to businesses, and I talk to, as you know, hundreds of business owners, in talking to the business owners I'm working with and beginning to work with, there's two things that really stand out. First, they either have totally forgotten the direction they're going or why they started their business, or second, they never really identified it in the first place. And the other thing I've noticed in this economy is they've stopped spending money on marketing and the grassroots efforts you need to make your business grow. And I'm a big grassroots marketer. I don't think you need to go spend millions of dollars or thousands of dollars or tens of thousands of dollars on radio and TV. Not that that is something you shouldn't look at as part of your marketing plan, but there's a lot of grassroots marketing, kind of guerrilla marketing efforts you can make that most people will step over and ignore. And so the two biggest mistakes really is they haven't identified exactly where it is they're going, or they've forgotten because they got lost in the forest, if you will. Or number two, they just stop spending money because they're afraid to spend money in this economy on the things that are going to make their business grow. So those are the two big.
Yeah, and, you know, those two big things, you know, they can grow a lot of bad things, and we want to plant seeds that grow good, productive, you know, positive fruit in our business and our life. And I think that those are really important, because if you forget your vision, if you forget your passion, if you forget your why, it doesn't matter what the how is, because you need that why as the foundation to build a great, successful business. And then the money, I love how you talk about being smart. You don't have to spend a lot, but you have to do the right thing. It's like you can be busy, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're making progress. It's like the worry in the rocking chair. You move a lot, but you don't get anywhere. So you're really an advocate to help us do the right thing in the right place at the right time for the right reason, because it's costing businesses more money by spending on the wrong things. Is that what you're really telling us here today?
Well, that is true. In fact, it's costing businesses. Those two things alone, and I'll come back to your identity there in a minute, that vision you talked about, but just on the marketing front, you know, it's costing businesses thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in revenue by focusing on dropping those expenses and not growing their business and just kind of holding out. The businesses that are spending money on marketing are continue to hold their own, and in fact will come out of the recession much, much stronger than they ever went into the recession. Those that don't, and this has been proven recession after recession in the United States, those that don't will not. But let's go back to that identity. Really, if you forget your identity, if you forget that foundation that you started with and you lose that passion because you get so hung up on this recession and the mindless chatter that's going on around you, you will lose your business. I mean, you'll lose everything in the long run. So, yeah, you can lose tens of thousands of dollars by not focusing on spending the money the right way and in the market the right way, but you can lose your business by losing your identity. So you have a lot to lose.
Mm. Hey, listen, anybody that owns a car knows that if you don't, you know, get it, the regular oil checkups, if you don't do those little things along the way that are maybe $30, $50, $100, a couple $100, if you don't do those things, eventually that car is going to crash and it's going to cost you thousands, if not the whole entire, you know, the transmission will go and then it won't work at all. So it really is important to spend and do those right things to keep the flow, the momentum, the fluidity, and the success going. And those are the examples of the businesses that when, you know, the recession turns around and all that, they're going to really come out, as you said, better coming out than they ever did before. So, you know, how do we get started with doing these right things? Can you help us with that, Will?
Well, I've always found, and one of the pillars I teach in building a business besides identifying your identity is creating this alliance of one or more people that help keep you focused and encourage you and hold you accountable and keep that passion. You know, they have the same passion about what you're doing as you do. And I think the best thing you can do is find that coach, find that alliance of people, whoever it happens to be, that are going to help you stay focused on where it is you're going, and talk to those people often so the mindless chatter doesn't overtake you. It's really difficult in our personal lives and in our business lives to not have this chatter on the TV and around us from other businesses that with these owners that have this attitude of scarcity, if you will, not to let it affect us. So I think it's really important to find that individual, that alliance of people, whatever it takes, a coach. I've never done anything good or great on my own. You know, I think that's a common law in the universe, is nothing can be done on our own. We have to find the right people to help make it happen and bring those people into our life. And really, that's what we need to do.
Mm. Yeah, we all help each other. And I think that we all relate to that energy of being around people that are positive or negative. They definitely radiate that perfume of the same type of energy. And, you know, if you're around somebody that's constantly telling you you can't, you won't, it'll never work, how do you feel? I mean, just saying that right now makes me feel rotten. But if you're around somebody listening to you, hey, I've done it. Yes, this is what's going on. But this is somebody that can tell you how to, you know, creatively come up with a new way of thinking and be successful. People need you. You have to share your shine. You know, if you don't do it, who will? You know, the world's waiting for you. You know, that's a whole different philosophy. And we are so much about the people that we surround ourselves with. I always say, if you want to know somebody, look at the books on the shelf that they're reading and the people that they're associating with, because you can find out more by the five people that you associate with and the things that you like to focus on than anything else. And I love how you talk about clearing the chatter. And yes, maybe businesses are strapped for cash right now, but give us some tips on how to overcome this challenge, because you have clients that are really doing better than they ever have.
I do. And the biggest secret is this, you know, there is a recession going on. There are people that are spending less money, you know, and I, especially in the construction business, I talk to a lot of people that were successful in that business and are suffering a little bit right now. And they say, well, Will, yes, you say don't listen to the mindless chatter, but, you know, I can't just go out completely out of reality. You know, the market is down, and that is true. But, you know, it's how you spend those marketing dollars. They used to be able to take a lot of money and just put it out there and spend their money however they wanted on marketing. And they didn't have to really get strategic about it. And I tell people, you really need to get strategic about how you market yourself or your business. And you need to get to the grassroots level. Going back to the restaurants, we started in late 2008. We're at 17 restaurants opened now. Next month will be 3 years that we've been doing this. So what we did, instead of radio and billboards and large, you know, marketing efforts, we said, you know, we're going to go right to the people within a five-mile radius of each location, and we're going to make them our friends. And we started marketing to these folks to come in and be our friends and make this their hangout and the place they wanted to be and the place they wanted to hang out with their friends. And we changed the way we started marketing those stores. And everybody was amazed by the fact that within a very short period of time, we had this loyal crowd coming in every week to spend time with us in our stores. And it's just how you look at it. You need to change the way you look at how you market and take it to the grassroots of what it is you want to accomplish and do, and it'll bring about amazing results.
And, you know, people really do buy from people they like, people that they trust. They support people that are not so the all about me show, but the all about what can I do for you show, you know, those types of things. And what you did with your restaurant business in that example is just talking about building a community. The closest people, just like a family, you know, you want to be closer and more loyal, you know, with those people that you deal with most frequently. And then the word of mouth. I still think that, you know, most of the successful businesses, you look at Zappos, I mean, it's all service and it's word of mouth. And really, you don't even have to sell. It's just if you have something that people need and you're doing it the right way for the right reason, I think that, you know, it really gets its own legs, doesn't it? The marketing efforts, if you plant a few good seeds like you were talking about creatively, they really end up taking root and they grow almost like weeds, really, you know? And I think that that's what you're trying to say is do the right thing, but think of it in a new way. It's not that you don't do any marketing. It's not that you don't spend any money. It's just being prudent in knowing the things that are going to give you the best return on investment.
You bet. You said, you took the words out of my mouth. You did pretty well.
Well, listen, I don't have a $600 million company like you, but I know that in following and doing the research and in following your success and the things that you do to help other people, and you have such a great website, I think that you're very clear in your communication, which is another lesson that we can, you know, we can focus on. But let's talk about, you know, before the show ends, how people can find out more about you, some other success stories and some, you know, gold nuggets that, you know, people want to learn more about how to do what you're doing. Tell us how we can accomplish that and how to connect with you and how to get hooked up with you to, you know, be that great sensation that we know we need to be.
Well, go to my website, lifebydesigninstitute.org, and my contact information is there. I do return every phone call and every email, and I talk to everyone who contacts me. So do that. Best way to contact me is lifebydesigninstitute.org. Also, you can check out other stories on my website. You can see some of the services we offer. You can read about me. And the other place you can go to is to Facebook, to Life by Design Institute on Facebook. And sign up there, become a fan. And I post there quite often. And there's a blog there that you can reach. So a couple of good ways to reach me, always online talking to people. So go there and talk to me.
Yeah, that's usually the first step, right? Because you can have a really great thought. I mean, a lot of people, how many of us listening right now have seen something in a store, online, some idea that somebody had that was just absolutely multi-million dollar maker, and we're like, man, I thought of that. Why? Well, you know what? A lot of people think of a lot of things, but you have to turn it into action for it to really become something that is more than just a thought. So taking an action, I think, success breeds success. One successful action will lead to another. That will get the positive momentum. It's like that snowball, you know, going downhill. Once you get things going, it's just taking that first step. So connecting with you is a great first step to get that momentum going. I'm wondering if you can share, I love real life examples. I love the befores and afters. I find them very inspirational. And I'm just wondering if you have a favorite story of a client or somebody you worked with that really had the before that maybe somebody could relate to in this economy, or maybe, you know, something that you surprised you, but then the surprising after effect, the real success. You know, I love those hopeful stories of real world stuff.
Oh gosh, you know, I have a lot of them, but I'd have to say one of my favorites, it was a company that does payroll benefits, human resources for other companies, and of course as the economy started to go down and businesses stopped spending money, they started to suffer a little bit, and came to me actually through a friend who referred them to me. And it was a gal that owns it, one of the sharpest people I've ever met, really. And they came to me as they were suffering. They said, you know what? The market was great for a while. You know, when the economy was great, all these businesses got into it, and I really didn't even have to try hard to make my business grow. It just grew. I had some great contacts, and it grew through those contacts, and it's suffering a little bit now. And the competition is so great. You know, in fact, I have three other people that do what I do within a mile radius of me. And what do I do? And I said, well, first of all, we go back to identifying why you got in. You know, I go back to the six pillars all the time. You've got to have the six pillars. Without one of the pillars, the building will fall, if you will. And the first is identify your identity. And I said, you know, you've done a great job of doing the second step, which is living that identity. But where you've kind of lost it is the third pillar, and that is creating what I call a definite game plan expressed in daily execution. It's what you were talking about a minute ago, Deb. It's that action you have to take, right, every day that moves you in the direction of those results. So we really spent the time on three and putting that together. And then really where the success came for her, and why I love to tell this story, is the fourth pillar. She took that definite game plan and she learned to over-communicate that along with her vision to not only her staff but to the market. I mean, she spent time talking to the newspapers, talking to anybody that could put her in a magazine article or anything else to let people know that she was the company that everybody should go to for that purpose, right? And then she did that also by the fifth pillar, creating alliance. But what she did really good is the sixth pillar. She replicated authentic, passionate leadership around her. So she could go ahead and spend that time doing the public relations, if you will, which she did very well and had the connections to do to build the company. But she's now built that company to to rival the biggest company I was ever had ever built, to well over $500 million now, and well on her way to a $1 billion company, which is her goal.
Wow!
So it's an amazing story, and just following the steps and really building those pillars strong in this economy. And she lives an amazing life by doing it. It's fun to watch her.
Yeah, and you know, I think that that's a really good word to just pause on. Fun. Hey, people that are successful are having fun doing what they love. And in this example, this gal, you know, she loved talking to the newspapers. She loved sharing her vision. She loved, you know, empowering other people. And of course, you being a great mentor for her, you loved and had a lot of fun watching her success because, you know, it really is a gift. We all do help each other. You can't throw perfume at somebody without having a little bit of it stay on your own hands. And if you're throwing something off opposite that, you're going to have that stuck to you too. So we have to be careful because what we throw at other people is going to stay stuck to us. And, you know, I think that if somebody is, you know, wanting to sign up and go to your website, you have a great registration. You have a free 7-day registration. I just want people to know. But, you know, I love testimonials. And you have professional football players. You have entrepreneurs. You have CEOs. You have, you know, regular workers out there, people talking about your focus intensive weekend, people talking about your boot camp, you know, changing them. I had been in cardiac surgery sales, as many of the listeners know, for, you know, 20 years. And I tell you, those surgeons, they may have been the best in the Boston area at Mass General, Brigham and Women's, but if they needed surgery, somebody had to operate on them. There is no shame in having somebody else help you be your best as well. We have to learn from others. You know, the real successful, smart people, as you said at the beginning of the show, they know that. They understand that. Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, you can't make all the mistakes yourself in life. You have to learn from other people. If we all in 2011 here reinvented wheels, we'd never get out of our houses. You know, it builds. Success builds on success. And the success that you've created in this down economy has been phenomenal, and it's proven, and you're enjoying your life, and you're living your best life right now. You're not waiting for something else to happen. You're enjoying the process, and you now help other people do the same thing. And I just think it's just been, you know, a real gift to have you today sharing your shine with us. I don't know if there is a final nugget that you can leave us with, but, you know, go ahead, try. See if there is there one final golden nugget that you want to leave listeners with, Will?
Well, I think it all comes down to being grateful for what you have and living fun. I always tell people, you know, go live big and you'll end up having more. Because the more you tend to give to other people, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you find you end up having. And even if you don't end up having a lot more, you live a lot funner and better life than if you don't. So.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm sounding delicious to me. It's definitely something that I'm enjoying, and that's what we're about here. You know, you gotta have fun. You're coming this way once. We all, no matter, you know, how much money we have, we can't buy back our past. None of us is staying. You're here for a reason. You're not an accident. Do what you can do great. Don't compare and despair. Be the best you can be, and everything else will fall into place. And the money and the wealth and all that, it does follow. But you have to get your priorities in place, and I think that that's what you teach people as a great mentor in your Life by Design Institute. You know, you get the priorities in the proper place, and your example and the pillars and following things, I mean, you're making it happen, and you've helped thousands of people do it. So if you're listening and it's wealth by design, business by design, champions by design, success by design, your life by design, you want to go to Will's website, which is thelifeinstitute.org. It's not .com.
Lifebydesigninstitute.org.
Lifebydesigninstitute.org, and they can connect with you and contact us. And, you know, you have a beautiful banner, always letting people know that it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed, which I always like, because to me that always indicates there's somebody that trusts what they're talking, because, you know, I love that guarantee and all that. So where are you going to be, or is there something coming up that, you know, people could visit you? Anything happening that you want to invite people to?
You know, not until November. The next 2 months, I am actually traveling, opening up new restaurants. But in November, I'll be in Hawaii, in Maui, Hawaii, for Awesomeness Fest. It's an amazing experience for those that can go and want to go. I'll be there and have the opportunity to mingle and mix and listen to me speak. So.
Wow, fun. Well, I tell you what, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much, Will, for being with us. And I know that people are going to enjoy connecting with you. And I hope that you'll come back and continue to share your shine with us, because I love what you're doing and what you're about and your energy. It's great.
Well, thank you, Devin. It's been wonderful being on your show, and you do great things. Thank you.
Love us, best people we know club. All right, well, listen, if you've enjoyed Will, you have to connect with him, go to his website, he's great, and know that anything is possible. If you have the desire in your heart that's already a promise that it's going to manifest, you can't even get the idea unless it's given to you by God, your source, the universe, whatever you want to call. You know, these ideas are gifts. This is how God speaks with us and helps us be our best. This is how we manifest and make what we were designed to do to help other people be their best. And this is Will's gift, is to help you get that structure, get those priorities in order. This is what he does. This is his gift. I mean, I think we'd all love to be going to Hawaii in November, but hey, it doesn't mean that it isn't going to be for us tomorrow. We could be there, and there's other great things that we need to do. So connect with Will, share this show with a friend. You can go to iTunes and rate it. Love to have you do that. Don't forget, in the famous words, I always close with Oscar Wilde, Will, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. So go out and make it a great day. God bless you. Be safe this weekend if you're in the hurricane weather. And join us next week as we bring you great guests to help you be your best. Thank you with love and appreciation.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.